All right, so there's something called a derived type, which you would call a data structure or object. So here's a typical type of object you would read in a book on object-oriented programming, but defining people or employees or something. So this, we're having a type called person, which consists of the following subtypes: a character of length 10 bytes of name, a real called the age, and some ID. And then you can define instances of this derived type in this fashion here. So Fortran 90 has object structure in it. There is no inheritance in Fortran 90. It just defines objects, essentially, or which I say are called derived types. To be inconvenient. The syntax, of course, just to be difficult, is different from most other languages. I don't know if there's any other language that uses percent as to be the member. I mean, this is what most languages use, a dot there, as far as I know. But they use percent. I must admit, I find this the different choices languages use to be very frustrating. Recently, I've been doing a lot of going back between Perl and Java and JavaScript, and I keep using dot and plus incorrectly, because what's dot in Perl for adding characters is plus in these other languages. And that's very frustrating, because it's so easy to miss that particular mistyping. We can also define methods in these for these derived types, and indeed you can sort of overload existing operators, so you can define something called the plus operator for these objects or derived types, so u plus me can be defined if you write a suitable operator. There are also constructors that allow you to make instances of a particular derived type. So here we set a constructor for this person-derived type, which just gives the value of the three entities in it.